Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. During the August primary election in Sanilac County, there will be only a few races. There will be a contested race for prosecutor with Republicans' current Chief Assistant Prosecutor Mark Davidson and Lexington attorney Robert Haboyer vying for the office. That position is up for grabs as incumbent Brenda Sanford is retiring when her term ends. There will be a race for Sanilac County Surveyor. Incumbent John Militix is being challenged by newcomer Ben Tank. On the Sanilac County ballot, running without opposition, are Sheriff Paul Rich, Clerk Leslie Hilgendorf, Treasurer Trudy Bowers, Register of Deeds Michelle Van Norman, Drain Commissioner Doug Sweet, and Road Commissioner Donald Rickett. All seven county commissioners have filed for re-election. Shetlers in Pigeon is proudly revealed the first of the upgraded blessing box stands resembling miniature libraries. This initiative, led by Melissa Deming, emphasizes durability and community collaboration in aiding those in need. Crafted by North Huron Schools Workshop, these stands blend education and community service, symbolizing collaboration and altruism. With over 30 boxes across the region and more locations joining, the project gains momentum, supported by organizations like the Huron County Community Foundation. To get involved, whether by hosting a blessing box or contributing in other ways, community support is vital in making a difference, one box at a time. View Thumb Blessing Box's Facebook page for the complete list of Thumb Blessing Boxes. As construction progresses and more locations participate, the future promises improved resources and aid for those in need here in our community. And we will continue with more news at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board.
Automatic emergency braking will have to come standard on all U.S. new passenger vehicles in 5 years. It's a requirement that the government says will save hundreds of lives and prevent thousands of injuries every year. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration unveiled the new regulation on Monday and called it the most significant safety rule in the past two decades. It's designed to prevent many rear-end and pedestrian collisions and reduce the roughly 40,000 traffic deaths per year. Although about 90% of new vehicles have the system's standard, now under a voluntary agreement with automakers, at present there are no performance requirements. The new regulations set standards for vehicles to automatically stop and avoid hitting other vehicles or pedestrians, even at nighttime. Donald Trump has been held in contempt of court and fined $9,000 for repeatedly violating a gag order that barred him from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and some others connected to his New York hush money case. The judge warned that Trump could be jailed. Prosecutors had alleged 10 violations, but New York Judge Juan M. Merchan found there were 9. Still, the decision is a rebuke for the Republican former president, who had insisted he was exercising his free speech rights. The ruling came at the start of the second week of testimony in the historic case. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
And we do have two local obituaries. Jordan Miller, a 20-year-old of Elkton, passed away at his home surrounded by loved ones on Friday, April 26. Jordan is survived by his parents, his Nana, his three sisters and his brother, nieces and nephew, several aunts, uncles, and cousins. Funeral services will be Wednesday, May 1st at noon at the Evangel Life Church Assembly of God here in Bad Axe. Burial will follow in the Colfax Township Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Tuesday from 3 until 8 p.m. at the Knobloch Funeral Home in Kindy, and on Wednesday from 11 a.m. until the time of service at noon at the church. And Joyce Ann Miller, 72-year-old of Caseville, passed away on April 26th at her daughter's home near Baltimore. Joyce is survived by her children, Fawn and John, Shannon and Heather, Margaret and Jonathan, 5 grandchildren, 3 siblings, many nieces and nephews, and many special friends. A celebration of Joyce Miller's life will be at Hayes United Methodist Church in Pigeon on Sunday, May 19th at 2 p.m. Champaign Funeral Chapel is handling the arrangements. In lieu of flowers, please consider a memorial to Hayes United Methodist Church or the Caseville Historical Society in Joyce Miller's name. And you can view these and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net. Jordan is survived by his parents, his Nana, his three sisters and his brother, nieces and nephew, several aunts, uncles, and cousins. Joyce is survived by her children, Fawn and John, Shannon and Heather, Margaret and Jonathan, 5 grandchildren, 3 siblings, many nieces and nephews, and many special friends.